Hi, this is Mark Wiltshire. Thanks for joining me for another episode of the Explore Finland radio show. It's been a few weeks since I published episode 16 and been kind of busy away from the podcast in the last few weeks, and it's just made me think that I'm now going to take a break for a short while, give me some time to record a few episodes, build up a bit of a back catalogue through the summer, and then come back with a second season sometime in the autumn of 2015. So I recommend, if you want to keep in touch, then, you know, by all means look at the website on www.explorefinlandpodcast.com. I will continue to publish some articles on there through the summer, some things that catch my eye. When I've got something to say for myself, then I'll put it on there, and of course also I'll announce on there when the next season is due to start. Of course, similarly, come and find me on Instagram, on Facebook, Google+, and Twitter as well. So you'll find me on all of those if you search for Explore Finland. I wanted to just spend a few minutes now going through the first season of the Explore Finland radio show, just to say thank you to everybody that's given me their time. This has all been completely voluntary. It's not a business for me. It's a labour of love, and it's certainly not a business for all of those people that have given me their time, almost all of them free of charge. One episode cost me a pizza, but I managed to eat at least half of the pizza, so I reckon that's pretty fair going. All the way back to episode one, when Maridor took me out into the woods and showed me how to pick mushrooms and talked to me about every man's rights, where anyone can go and forage for their own food in the woods. Then Mikko Panola took me moose hunting in episode two. In episode three, I talked for about an hour to my good friend Larry Paski about Seinäjoen jalkapallokerho, SJK. Big passion of mine since I've moved over here has been going to watch SJK, and it was fun to talk to Larry about the history of the club and about Finnish football culture in general. In episode four, I went to restaurant day in the nearby town of Vaasa. I took my daughter Evie along with me, and we checked out a few restaurants and interviewed a few people from the different restaurants there. Henna Rantasaari appeared in episode 5, the first of two appearances for Henna during this first season. She's been a big supporter. Thank you, Henna. We were talking about the flea markets in Finland and the culture around buying and selling secondhand clothes and stuff. In episode 6, we took on the big Finnish institution that is the sauna, and very grateful to Jaakko and Martti Koskenkorva, who took me round their traattori in the village of Koskenkorva, and all the different examples of sauna that they have there. A lot of these episodes, I'm dealing with things that I have a little understanding about, and all of my guests have kind of given me a lot of knowledge. I quite often find now that when I'm talking, having a conversation in day-to-day life, the things I've learned from all of these guys while I've been talking about different aspects of Finnish life have all kind of come back into the conversation. So this is educating me, and I hope that everyone that's been listening, it's been educational for you as well. Episodes 7 and 8, Marianne Holma gave me a guided tour of the Alva Aalto Centre in Seinäjoki. It's an iconic group of buildings, which includes a town hall, a library, a church. And it's kind of something that is well known around the world, and it was interesting for me to spend some time with Marianne learning about the Aalto Centre there. Episode 9 was again with Jaakko and Martti at Koskenkorva, talking through their museum and also through the history of the local spirit, which is Koskenkorva vodka. In episode 10, I was really pleased to spend some time with Olli-Pekka Karjalainen. He's an Olympic athlete, hammer thrower, and took some time out of his busy working day now to talk, take me through the Olympic Training Center in nearby Kuortane, explaining what they're doing there, the training programs they have there, and also some of the sort of leisure facilities in the Kuortane Olympic Training Center. Episode 11 was another sporting episode. I spoke to Tuukka Kiviranta, who plays salibandy, floorball, kind of indoor hockey for the local Seinäjoen Peliveljet, the Aspervä, and we talked through the game itself, we talked through the history of Aspervä, and we also looked forward to what ended up being a really successful playoff series for Aspervä, and they're going into the European competition, which is in September later this year. So, you know, big success there for both Aspervä and SJK in the last year. There's a good sporting scene in Seinäjoki at the moment. Episode 12, I went to watch the Legends Motor Racing in Jurva with Christine Valesmar, spent some time talking to me on Skype about the event a few days beforehand, and then I went there with my camera and recorder in hand and recorded a little bit of video, which you'll find on the website as well. Episode 13 was the first of two where I was interviewing some students, international students studying at Seinäjoen Ammattikorkeakoulu, SEAMK, which is the Seinäjoki University of Applied Sciences. Winnie, Betty, and then one of their tutors, Mia, spent an hour or so talking through life as an international student. And we also sort of compared life as a student in other countries with how they found things here in Seinäjoki. That was episode actually 13 and 15. In the middle of those two, in episode 14, was again with Henna Rantasaari. By this time, she was on the election trail, trying to get herself elected as a Member of Parliament here in Finland. So we were talking through the whole process of elections in Finland and also what Henna as a Green Party candidate was campaigning on, and also what she hoped to achieve from that. Sadly, a few weeks later, when the election votes were cast, Henna didn't get elected to the government this time, but she still has plenty of work to do as a councillor here in Seinäjoki, and we'll get behind her again in 4 years' time when the next elections come round. Final episode, episode 16, I spoke, it was sport again, surprisingly, spoke to Mikael Murimäki and Jarl-Matti Anttila. They were talking to me about the small phenomenon that is Apollo FC. It's a new football team that started this year in Seinäjoki as a place for some of the retired players who have played a good level of organised football to continue playing together. But even more important than that, it's a way of trying to raise some money. And I believe they've already raised sort of 4,000 or 5,000 euros for women's breast cancer charities. The team's only been around for a few months. They've only played 3 or 4 competitive games, so they can only go from strength to strength there. And that's it. 16 episodes. It's taken, I don't know, about 6 months to get all of that recorded. And it's a long process. You know, I get the audio recorded and it all needs to be edited, create this podcast that you're listening to, and then the creating the show notes and putting everything up on the website. And that's why I've decided to just take a bit of time, spend the summer recording, getting out there in Seinäjoki and the nearby area, exploring on your behalf, and then coming back to you in the autumn when I will, as I say, have a bit of a backlog of things to share with you, and make sure that I get something out to you more regularly, certainly than it's been recently. So please stick with me, keep in touch, keep as I said earlier, keep an eye on social media to see what I'm up to through the summer, and also to see when the next season is coming. And until I speak to you again on the Explore Finland Radio Show podcast, thanks very much, and bye-bye.